Proclamation number 7886 dated the May 6, 1961. Space exploration is not God's will. The strength which emanates from me and my word will touch your soul and you'll find peace in me. When you are ready to serve me, then the strength to accomplish my will, which I place into your heart myself, will also flow to you. And you'll think, want and act in accordance with my will. And thus you can always safely proceed on your way. My blessing will always accompany you. I will take you by your hand and guide you such as it is right for you and your fellow human beings' salvation of soul. Just put your trust in me and truly, I will never allow your confidence in me to falter. For although your body does not feel the evidence of this strength, but your soul receives it in abundance instead and is grateful for all support, the soul matures and unites itself with its spirit, and this strives towards the Father Spirit, and the unity with me will become ever closer. And if I am then able to speak to my child, my presence will be confirmed to and peace has to enter its heart. Every worry has to vanish and the child only has to listen to what his father has to say to him. And I still want to reveal much more to you, for the end is swiftly approaching. You will still experience things which will make you doubt me and my word. You will ask yourselves why I do not intervene with my might when humanity arrogantly dares to penetrate the universe. But a limit has been imposed on their projects. They will not be able to implement their experiments for long, for even these actions merely hasten the end, the forthcoming judgment. I will let them have their way, so that time and again they will have to realize that their capability will never suffice in order to complete their projects. They have handed themselves over to my adversary, who will constantly influence their mind and also give them a certain amount of strength which, however, will always have disastrous effects on people as well as the works of creation my adversary wants to destroy. It is the time of the end, which is merely emphasized by such actions, for people's spiritual state itself will give rise to the end. My adversary wants to destroy the belief in my existence and my might, and such people are already subject to him due to the fact that they have lost all faith, deemed themselves masters of creation and try to prove it. Yet they will not have much time left for that, because they hasten the end themselves since they revoke the laws of nature themselves and thereby pave the way for a work of destruction which will encompass the whole world and every living creation in, on and above the earth. People's actions oppose God and that will also result in appropriate consequences. But I allow my adversary's rage, yet people themselves could resist it and would then not become subject to his rule. Time and again people are reminded of me and my might and could quite easily take the path to me. Their will, however, is free and thus I do not prevent their actions, but my might and my will shall also reveal itself to those responsible for the anti-God activity that can be witnessed by all people. They, too, will repeatedly be shown that a divine power keeps expressing itself which proves their wrong thinking, for until the body dies I invite every soul to return to me, but I will not force it. And since my adversary cannot force it either, he influences all bad characteristics in a person even more and gains the soul for his disgraceful plan. Since the craving for power and recognition is particularly strongly developed in people who do not believe in me. For these are my adversary's characteristics. It is his nature, which he passes on to them. But his time will soon be over, and my might, too, will soon visibly express itself. Yet I will never give you such obvious proof of myself that you have to believe in me. time and again you have to bear in mind that I expect your voluntary faith, which you should awaken through love. And then you will also recognize the signs of the time. You'll understand that you live in the lost days when my adversary works in unusual ways, until the hour comes when he and his followers will be constrained, as it has been proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.